Now, Sam Jones is down at City of Westminster Magistrate Courts. What's the scene, Sam?
The scene, Matt, is a lot more organised than it was last week at the first hearing. There's a proper pen, which has got all the photographers in with their ladders. It's massive international media presence once again. A quick glance round, I can see Dutch TV here. Further down the line, there's a Danish journalist I met yesterday. So at the moment, there's no sign of any protesters. And the biggest contingent here by far is the media. I'm standing in a queue with many, many colleagues from different organisations around the world waiting to get in. They're not giving out tickets to let people into the precipice of the court until 1 o'clock. So there's likely to be a bit of a scrum and a bit of a scramble to get in because obviously there is massive, massive interest in this from all corners of the globe.
Now, this time last week, you're in exactly the same spot. On that scale, is it bigger or not quite as big this week?
The press contingent is certainly larger at the moment. As I said before, there's no sign of protesters. The protesters were very much in evidence last week. There were lots of shouts, lots of banners, people standing around the street making their own personal protests. Now, there's no sign of that yet, but surely we will see lots of them later, one would have thought.
Any idea when Assange and his team are going to turn up?
We don't know. I mean, there was a slight... I think everyone got slightly dummied last time round. There was a flashing of sirens when he arrived at court, which sent the press running one way. In the meantime, he slipped into the back of the court in a black Mondeo, very anonymous. We don't know. Last time, his legal team arrived slightly before he did. Again, they'll probably do something similar today, one would imagine. And he'll probably be keen to get in as quickly as possible.
Okay, another frantic day in store. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.